We are about to welcome you to another edition of 15 Minutes with Cooperators General Insurance, where we discuss preventative measures drivers can take to avoid motor accidents. Remember that questions can be sent to Sabrina Howard, Sabrina Howard at showard@coopgeneral.com. That's showard@coopgeneral.com. And today we are very fortunate to have with us in the VOB studio Michelle Branford and Sergeant Siebert Johnson. Well, Maurice Norville is still here. And this is a special 15 minutes then with Cooperators General.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Cooperators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
And now, here are our presenters today.
Good morning, Maurice.
Hey,
good morning
to you.
Barbados. We welcome you to the fifth session of the program, Let's Talk Road Safety with Cooperators General. Our topic today is collisions at the roundabouts. At this time, I'm inviting Sergeant Siebert Johnson to inform drivers on the actions to be taken to avoid these collisions.
A very good morning to you too. Good morning to my good old friend, the positive guy, Maurice Norville.
Absolutely.
Haven't seen you for some time. You're looking fit and proper.
And
I want
positive.
To wish you all the best. And positive.
Yes.
Yes. So very good morning to all of our listeners. Well, Sergeant Siebert Johnson, that sergeant will diminish soon. The name will disappear, Maurice, in a few days. I'm on pre-retirement. Okay. And then sometime during the month, which you know our months, our days are close by, and I'm sure that will go thereafter.
I will still call you Sarge.
That's all right, my friend. That's what friends are for.
Good.
Like what was introduced to us, or what was said to us this morning, collisions at roundabouts. I believe that we would have experienced, or the various insurance companies, preferably Cooperators General, would have experienced some payments as a result of collisions at roundabouts. Collisions at roundabouts are caused by a number of things. Persons driving too close, persons failing to adhere to the directional arrows on a road, and persons being distracted. A distraction, for example, you not being focused on what is directly ahead of you, either looking to your right or to your left, or on a cellular phone. And secondly, on the approach of a roundabout, there are two things that you must consider. There's a pedestrian crossing, and speed is another form of caution. You must reduce your speed on entering and exiting roundabouts. That's a must. Persons just of the opinion, I believe, I can beat that vehicle coming, I can beat the other vehicle approaching, but then there's a pedestrian on the crossing, you have to brake suddenly, then there's a head-on collision. We are asking you to stay a reasonable distance from the vehicle ahead of you. That's one. Distractions, like I told you, that cause collisions. Persons driving on cellular phones, persons who have little children in their vehicles and they're paying attention to the children, etc., and then the vehicle ahead of them stationary, then there's a head-on collision. We've had problems where persons, for example, you approach a roundabout, you are first at a roundabout. You're looking to your right, the person directly behind you. You're of the opinion that you can move, and then for some reason a vehicle approach and you brake. That person behind you of the opinion now that you would have moved off. He took his eyes off that, looking to the right, and then, boom, there's a collision. You run into the rear of the person ahead of you. These things could be avoided. So our appeal this morning, look to your right, because vehicles, you have to give it to vehicle traffic on your right to make sure it's safe before you move off from a stationary position. That is, the vehicle ahead of you would have gone, and then you will move only when it's cleared. An area of concern is that roundabout at the Warrens area, Darcy Scott roundabout. Several collisions have occurred there, several. And persons are of the opinion that they can use the roundabout as they choose or what they think. But there are markings around the roundabout where persons should adhere to the markings, and I'm sure that will reduce the accidents. If you're coming from Royal Map Highway into Darcy Scott Roundabout, there are two lanes, then there's a third merge lane. The far left merge lane will take you into the complex there going to the hardware. The second, versus the center lane now, will take you up the highway. And the third right lane will take you across to the businesses over by the service station or right around to proceed to UWI. Do not use that center lane and turn right. That is to go to UWI or head towards the air of the services to get at the service station, etc. If you're coming from the Royal Map Highway, use the right lane. That's the correct lane to use. If you're coming from the air of Hines Hill going around that roundabout, remember there are three lanes again coming from Hines Hill. The first left will take you towards, head you north, what we call Corsules then, Corsules roundabout. The second can take you around the roundabout or take you into the said hardware on the left. And the right turn will take you up the highway or right back to right to the area of the service station. Do not use that left lane and turn right. What we found that persons are still using left lanes and turning right, where persons in the right have options. Coming from the area of the health clinic at the Everton Weeks roundabout, the polyclinic, and you're going north and you're heading towards the area, let's cost you less. Person not familiar with Royal Map Highway, so let's use cost you less. Do not use that left lane and turn right. The reason being, persons on the inside have options either to go around the roundabout or head towards the area of UE. And if you are caught there, then there's a collision. You could be injured, seriously injured, because it's on your side, the right side, and then there's a right side collision and there's a problem. So there we ask you just to adhere to those few points, and I'm sure by doing that, it will assist us to keep our accidents down. But the most important things I'm stressing with you, I'm appealing to you, reduce your speed. Stay a reasonable distance from the vehicle ahead of you as you approach a roundabout, especially when it's raining and there's a reduction in visibility, then motorists must reduce your speed. That extra caution is needed. These are the few tips I just want to get over to you this morning to make sure that all in compliance, and I'm sure if that is done, there'll be no problems with the insurance companies, with the police, or with no one. There'll be no injuries, no collisions, etc. So that's my appeal to you this morning.
We'll be hearing more from Sergeant Siebert Johnson and Michelle Branford in this special 15 minutes on VOB, brought to you by Co-operators General Insurance.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
One question to you, Sergeant Johnson. The Sir Garfield Sobers roundabouts. Too many collisions occur at that roundabout. Coming from the Sergeant's Village area and going on to Rendezvous or Foles Road. Or the person coming from the Wilde and heading towards the roundabout at Graham Hall. That is where we see a lot of collisions occurring. Could you please explain that to the listeners?
Well, there were some changes recently again at that Garfield Sobers roundabout. The ministry introduced some changes there. So let's hope we will see a reduction in vehicular accidents at that, vehicle collisions at that roundabout. If you're coming from Sargent Village now and you're heading towards Wilde, you use the right lane only. The right lane only. If you're going into the Forest Road or Rendezvous, you use the left lane and head direct into Forest Road. You must take into account too that the vehicles coming from the eastern side of the ABC Highway from the Elbar roundabout going towards Forest Road, they must yield to you. You remember you have the right of way. The emerging lanes, so being emerging, persons just need to be patient. They just need to be patient. You will find that the old markings, the markings there, there were some markings there before, but like I said, they were recently changed. A person should take heed and just reduce your speed and adhere to the markings and let's hope it works. If you're coming from the Wilde area, remember you're heading towards the Forge Road, that's the right lane that takes you into the area of Rendezvous Road. Like I said, the areas are clearly marked. Over at the Elbar roundabout now, if you're going from the Garfield Sobers roundabout, there are two lanes. Two lanes. Both lanes can take you up to the airport. But the right lane will take you right to head down to the area of Top Rock. Do not use the left lane and turn right. There's some things that we're seeing. Motors are using left lanes and turning right. I don't know why, but that's where the most of the accidents are occurring where persons use left lane. And patience. Everybody seems to be in a hurry. If persons will leave home a few minutes earlier, I'm sure it will beat that heavy congestion. And then the patience, you know, your tolerance level be much lower. Being that everybody seems to be in a hurry. Late, they just want to get there. And then know what? I have a friend who used to live close here, and he had to get to work early on mornings. And we should show you from the Money Roads at 4 o'clock. Walk ahead in here to just be on time. He's a guy who knows how important time is. But if persons can adhere or just, you know, use time. When I'm saying use time wisely, think about it. Whenever you are leaving home, give yourself enough time. There could be collisions before, and then then you have a delay. And then you want to make time up. And approaching roundabouts, there where these collisions are occurring. So my appeal to motorists this morning, take your time at that Garfield Sobers roundabout. Remember, if you're coming from Sargent Village, you're going to the airport, you use the left lane. If you're going towards Forest Road, you use the left lane. If you're going towards Wilde, you use the right lane.
Now, Michelle, allow me to ask the sergeant a question. You refer to that road where you have two lanes, and you take the left lane, you're continuing straight on in the direction of the airport. And if you want to turn and go towards Top Rock, you want to put yourself into the right lane. Now, what happens if you're in the right lane, but you want to go straight on towards the airport?
No. I hope you get me clear. If you're coming from Wilde, you have two lanes you can go to the airport.
Right.
Two lanes.
Good.
But I'm saying if you're going to Forge Road, you use the right lane.
Uh-huh.
But two lanes coming from Wilde allow you to go to the airport.
Okay.
If you're coming from Sargent Village, there are two lanes. Okay. The right lane from Sargent Village will take you into Wilde, and the left lane will take you into go heading towards the airport. Do not use the right lane from Sargent Village to head towards the airport.
Okay.
Now,
I have a question for you, and this one I see regularly because I use that road. I call it the Wilde Road. I pass there by the bank, Republic Bank, in the Wilde area, and I am progressing now. I come to that little roundabout, that little fork in the road, you would call it. Very close.
Mid-service station.
Have Carters on one side.
Yes, right. Approaching service station at the way.
Rubis, that's right.
Yes.
Where they're doing some repair work now.
Yes.
Now, it seems to me that there are people who are not aware that when you're in the left lane, depending on what's happening on your right, you should be able to proceed, not necessarily always stopping. I've seen some doubt there and some confusion, and I've also seen people stop when they really should not have, and other motorists behind them being very upset and letting that be shown in how they use their horn. Remind us as to what should happen there.
If you're coming from the area of Garfield Sobers roundabout, there are two lanes heading towards that way. Both lanes can turn right to head back onto Upton Road, what they call Highway R. That's around the service station and head back towards the area of BT Hill. That means persons coming from Wilde must give it the lower Wilde Road in the area of Old Banks Breweries coming towards that way. They must give it to you as you make your right turn. Remember, you're on the right. But both lanes can make that right turn to take you back to the area of BT Hill. But if you are in the right lane, do not proceed straight onto Wilde Road. Remember that right lane, if you're coming from the area of Garfield Sobers roundabout, will take you around the service station and head back to BT Hill, whilst the left lane can either take you straight on to the city or turn right and head back towards the area of BT Hill. So let's hope that persons take heed, and once they take heed, I'm sure we'll get it there. And it will keep our collisions down.
And pay attention to the markings.
Very much so. That's most important.
Yes. Okay. Well, our time is up, and I'm sure I'm going to let Michelle have the last word before I have the word before her, which is to remind you, I know you have questions. When you hear this type of information on the air, you naturally will have some questions and need clarification. Send your questions to Sabrina Howard. That's Sabrina Howard at showard@coopgeneral.com. That's showard@coopgeneral.com. showard@coopgeneral.com.
Let me just want to thank Sergeant Siebert Johnson, Maurice Norville, and Voice of Barbados for airing the program Let's Talk Road Safety with Co-operators General. And please remember, you need to exercise good common sense, sound judgment, show consideration, know your direction early, and choose the appropriate lane. Thank you for listening, and safe driving.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.